I think we can. You know, we know Brighton are a very good side. We know Brighton are going to cause you some problems, and it did first half in particular. You know, I just spoke to our defenders in there, in particular our fullbacks. You know, we need to defend better than that 1v1, and that's their responsibility. I thought, you know, in all fairness to them, they showed a lot of character and kept going and certainly improved as the game went on. But, you know, if you look at their two goals, we've got to be better than that, and we have to defend and stop giving silly goals away. But I thought that, you know, after that, whenever we got our defensive structure right, we broke. We looked really, really dangerous and threatening on the counter-attack. And even when we passed the ball, we actually passed the ball quite well and got in some good positions, just perhaps a finishing act. I think John's had a wonderful chance first half where he gets himself half a yard, like he so often does, and you'd fancy him on his left foot to just bury that in the bottom corner. I don't think Stockdale could get anywhere near it. So again, slightly frustrating for that. Second half, you know, once again, give ourselves an absolute mountain to climb. I think we gave the ball away three or four times in the build-up to their first goal, or second goal rather, and allow them to put us under pressure. And they end up scoring, as the home team often does. Then after that, once again, you know, we played well, changed it, went 4-3-3 with probably 25 minutes to go, pinned them right in, had all of the ball. You know they're going to be a threat on the counter because we have to allow them that. And then the bit for me, the main bit, obviously Stockdale makes an absolutely world-class save in the final seconds just to deny us a point, which I think a lot of people would have said on reflection of our determination and our willingness, you know, you couldn't say we didn't half deserve. Big frustration for me, and I was one of my afternoons where I was getting a little bit wound up on the sideline, sure. But I just felt such inconsistency in you know, with some of the decision making, and again, listen, I know people do it genuinely. I know people don't do it with any meaning, but you know, March has gone down four or five times really, really easily. And then as soon as one of our players does something similar, we play on. Brock gets fouled, we play on, don't get any sort of advantage. You know, and Michael pulls someone in the middle of the park with loads of bodies around, it's a slight tug, and the yellow card comes out within milliseconds. And then we're 20. Probably 15 minutes to go, you know, the time wasting started. At one point, Stockdale's ran 35 yards out his box to remonstrate with a defender purposely so he can walk back in and really, really slowly take a goal kick. And they just allowed it to happen. I'm not blaming Brighton. I think we would do exactly the same. But, you know, I just think the referees allowed that to happen and made it very, very difficult for them. Listen, I thought we played really well. Our character was excellent. I'm disappointed to lose the game, but I've just said to them in there, you know, I can be proud of the way we've applied ourselves.
And what's one of those those things have needled you? One thing that you will please you as well, that when you made the changes and James Vaughan came on and David Davies came on, you changed the system. That was working as well and it forced them on the back foot.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, we got a little bit higher and we pressed them a little bit more, which is something we've looked at. I thought Vaughan came on, did really, really well. You know, he's excellent in the air. You know, he's not 6'5", but I tell you what, he didn't lose a header, I don't think, this afternoon. Looked really, really bright. And like you say, we changed the system. Davo was unlucky not to start, but it just felt as I wanted a bit more control in there. Also, you know, he was on four bookings as well. He was on four bookings, and I just felt as though we can go another game without getting him booked, then, you know, certainly we wouldn't be able to miss him altogether. So, but I thought Michael, you know, I thought Michael first half particularly was as good as anyone on the pitch. I thought he was excellent today. So lots of good performances. I know it's easy to say that and it's still disappointing to lose the game, but you know, they're a good side and I don't think we're far away from the five teams above us. I just think it's maybe just that extra little bit of quality, just that extra little bit of savvy occasionally, you know, but we ain't a million miles away.
Just one final third. You would have liked a third body in through the door on Thursday. Is there a little bit of frustration?
No. Well, I mean, frustration, yes, because we couldn't get them in, but certainly it wasn't finances that stopped it. You know, and like I said before, the club have actually really been strong and tried to back us. You know, Panos went to Hong Kong to meet with investors out there, and you know, we had a really, really good positive response coming back. So I think the thing for us really is just its timing. You know, we've got to work incredibly hard now to get us through to that January window with us as close, if not in, the top six. I know we've got a tough month coming up. But, you know, then for us, I believe genuinely that we can really, really kick on in January. I know we've got a long way to go till then, but, you know, we've got to keep working very hard and get some points.